League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources. HUM is ticker there. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
And you must be like, I mean, it's a pullback of late, but the gold price is going in the right direction, isn't it? The trend is there, and gold bull markets go forever, don't they?
I'm pretty optimistic about the gold price at the moment. If you look at the bigger picture and all the money printing going on, I think gold's in a pretty stable place, yeah. As you say, a bit of a pullback overnight, but I think it's probably healthy.
Yeah, well, I think I've seen quite a few people saying, oh, I'm going to get it back into this pullback, because a lot of people have missed out on it. So they're looking. So people are just buying the dips, you know, I think, on gold. You've had some news out about the Dubai Gold project, and you've got lots of parts of the business now. So before we get into that bit of news, Dan, for people not familiar, just give them a summary as to what Hummingbird's all about, please.
So Hummingbird's a gold producer with a gold mine in Mali, doing circa 120,000 ounces a year from that mine, the Yamfulila mine. We're also developing a project in Guinea called the Karusa Project, and then we have this joint venture project in Liberia called Dubai, which has news out this morning. So the idea is that within 18 months, we're self-funded to be a 200,000 to 250,000 ounce a year producer. You know, possibly 2 years from now, depending on licensing and development of the Karusa project. But in pretty short order, we're self-funded to be in that position, which I think puts Hummingbird in a very strong position.
Yeah, yeah. Well, take us through this announcement there, the project financing, if you could, the details of this.
So what you're talking about, Justin, is the Liberian project, Dubai, yeah, where we've got a joint venture partner who announced this morning that they have raised the funds to satisfy the conditions to start their earning. We've been working with their team, who I'm very impressed with, Andrew Pedley and John Saunders, on the ground in Liberia, putting together their exploration plans. And now that they have the money, I'm very excited to see them develop on the platform that we created there in Liberia, which namely is a huge asset base with massive exploration potential. So I think within, you know, 12 to 18 months, they are going to produce a definitive feasibility study and, you know, fast track the exploration to showcase the amazing exploration potential there. So I think that project, which Hummingbird maintains a 51% interest in after they've satisfied the conditions, that project with a DFS at these gold prices, well, I think it will be a very healthy number. I mean, there's no point looking into crystal ball, and the exploration potential and drill data. I think I'm really happy how we've managed to sort of unlock some value there on a look-through basis and with a team that's definitely going to execute well. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Just take us through, you mentioned the target production there. Just take us through that again, if you could.
Right, so I was talking about Hummingbird based on our Yamfulila mine and our Karusa mine that we're developing in Guinea. But I think if you look at Liberia as a standalone project, I think that Liberia will be producing circa 200 plus thousand ounces a year from that project alone. And as I say, Hummingbird will retain a 51% interest post this earning. So, yeah, as you say, Hummingbird, it has a number of strings to its bow at the moment.
Yeah. And of course, and is everything going as planned? Are you happy with production at the moment? I know previously you've had a few hiccups along the way, but is it running as smoothly as you could expect?
Oh, look, I think in the circumstances of the world at the moment, where everything is difficult, logistics, supply chain, movement of people, rotations, I'm really happy with the team, and operations are ongoing, and people are weathering the challenges admirably. And I think the gold price is obviously healthy. I think by and large, I'm pretty happy. I mean, I'm sort of one of these CEOs who, I guess, I'm always looking at the risks and the problems as well as the upside and the amazing future and the, you know, all the big numbers on the spreadsheet. You have to get there and you have to deliver every day, and there's always issues. I mean, there was a military coup in Mali within a month, you know, 4 weeks ago, and on the day that hit all the producers in Mali hard in the market, but it seems to have been managed seamlessly and professionally. We've had no interruptions to our operations, and you know, maybe net on a longer term view, that will actually be a positive development. So yeah, all things considered, I'm very happy, Justin. It's a long way of saying that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, when you get to the gold price rising like this, like for example, what happens is, you know, as you know, gold producers have, when the gold price is going down, you have to become more efficient and more efficient. All of a sudden, some gold producers shut down because they can't, you know, produce at a certain level. But then when the gold price goes up, I mean, are you a bit more relaxed on costs, or do you try and be as efficient as possible? Because I know your all-in sustaining cost is below $1,000, isn't it, at the moment? Is that right?
Yeah, look, I think people, it's easier to approve exploration budgets and things like that when you have a bit more money in the tin. I think that's for sure. But I think actually, in terms of management, it should be the opposite. I think you should use the opportunity and the financial strength of the gold price to be disciplined in your cost base. And it's an opportunity to streamline your business and get things working smoothly, because you're doing it for the right reasons rather than just because you're under pressure and you haven't got the money. So, you know, that's the way we're looking at it at Hummingbird, is it's an opportunity to streamline and refine the business. And obviously we're going from, you know, it's been 10 years of developments. We've gone from an explorer to a developer to a producer. And now we're going to a multi-asset producer with the Caruso project. Got the development project at Caruso before it's a producer. So in terms of systems development and procedures and the management style in Hummingbird, it's a constant evolution, and we're always working hard to streamline that, really.
Yeah. And I suppose in the back of your mind, there's always that thought that, you know, gold price has gotten down, and so you can't just relax and start spending more because the gold price is at $2,000. Sooner or later, it will dip, and you have to be, you know, one of the most efficient. I mean, do you have that in your mind? You need to be one of the, you know, is it like a competitive field where you think we have to be one of the most efficient out there, really?
It is, because that's the way the market looks at it. But I think you just want to be as efficient as you can be. You can only control what you can control. And if you can build a business that's the lowest cost quartile producer, then you're going to be safe for longer than 75% of the field. I mean, So on that basis, yeah, it's competitive. But look, you can only do what you can do. I mean, your resource is your resource, and you're constrained by that to a degree.
Yeah.
So I think the challenge is just to be as an effective and as efficient company as you possibly can be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan, as always, on the podcast, I'll highlight the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets. And to get on that list, of course, someone has to hit that follow button on your page, or quite a few people. So give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Hummingbird to their watch list, please.
Well, today's news is an immediate catalyst, I think, for direct look through of value. Pasofino's list in Canada, and we maintain a 51% equivalent interest. So, you know, I think that's an immediate value add. I think Hummingbird is at a point where it will be net cash in Q4 of this year. And that rapid deleveraging has meant we're in a strong position. And I think that will give us strength. And I think the development of the Caruso project, being self-funded, to 250,000 ounces a year is a very, very achievable goal, and will put Hummingbird in a very different position on the not too long term basis. So I think those are 3 pretty strong reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, I can't see gold dropping back a lot. People are buying the dip there. They're knowing that you know, the money situation is happening enough.
To give you, like, I mean, look, if we were to do 250,000 ounces at $1,000 ASIC, for simple maths, that's $250 million of project EBITDA. So even after exploration programs and sustaining capital, and if we had a little bit of debt, paying down the debt, you know, our market caps are £130 million, and we're talking about 18 months out. So, I mean, I think there's tremendous levers for value accretion here.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Dan, good to chat to you. Hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Cheers. Thanks, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.